The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize.
It's so beautiful. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, which means that we're about to get over the hump. And I couldn't be more looking forward to getting over to the hump. And you're excited to hump someone you love, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's hump day.
Even though, doo-doo-doo again, 702 said, still not supporting you bitches. Mm-hmm. And that is what it is. Mm-hmm. He's on strike.
He's at home with his father. Resting peacefully.
I love that for him. I really do. And, you know, he's so distracting with his cuteness, and it makes us look like so busted.
And so unprofessional. Like,
so I can understand that he's gone. I actually considered bringing Brew. And I think Brew is almost ready to start coming to the show in an informal capacity. He's only been here twice. I don't think it'll be years before he reaches Dew's level mm-hmm. of calmness and professionalism. But I think he could. I think if he were to come, you would see a whole new Brew, because he's really matured in the last few months. And actually, in 2 weeks, he is turning one.
Ooh, that's tough.
I'm excited. I really am, because every stage of Brew's growth has just been so beautiful to watch.
Yeah. Well, I actually haven't seen Brew in quite a while, so I don't really, I can't speak on his behavioral status. I just do remember those days. Like, I was like, yeah, no, I could bring Theo, and like, you'll regret it the second you get here.
Yeah, no, but that's how I felt the last times, because he was so young, he was a puppy, but in 2 weeks, he's no longer a puppy. And I don't know, I have faith in Brew. I really do.
It's inspiring how much you believe in him, honestly.
He's a whole new Brew. I'm so excited for you to meet this man.
I can't wait to meet this man, because the last man I met peed in my house.
Well, he was a little boy.
Twice.
He was a little boy. He hasn't had an accident in a very long time. And when he went away, he didn't have an accident. Like, he's been really good. And he's been trying to prove to me, like, I'm ready to get to work. Put me on the show. I want to get involved.
Well, there
is. I want to put kibble on the table. I'm like, Brew, you're just a kid.
There is a moment, like, when a dog stops being a puppy, and like, it's like there's like a visible difference in their behavior, and it sounds like you've reached that pinnacle.
No, he still has puppy tendencies, and like in the afternoon, but starting at 6 o'clock on, like, he is a mature man.
He's drinking wine.
Oh yeah,
reading the newspaper.
He loves a Cabernet Sauvignon after dinner.
Well, speaking of cabaret, did you say cabaret?
Cabernet.
Well, speaking of cabaret, I watched The Real Housewives of New York this morning. I forgot to watch last night. I was so
engrossed
in the Olympic Village, and so much happened in the Olympics last night. I didn't even feel bad, but then I woke up, I was like, oh crap, I forgot. And so I'm excited to recap that with you, because we haven't recapped Housewives in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we will recap it. I mean, it's so hard to care with everything going on the television these days.
It's so hard to care about such a subpar show when literally the most premium historic content is being broadcasted. And like, what, I'm going to choose to watch Real Housewives of New York? No.
No, but we did what we needed to do, and we'll recap it, even though I've already forgotten what happened. Hopefully you can remember.
I mean, it's so fresh in my mind. I literally watched it, I swear to God, 20 minutes ago I finished it. So I'm a well of knowledge.
That's perfect. And we have a lot of Olympics coverage. It'll be part of our first story, because there's so much to discuss. So we'll get your thoughts on everything Olympics that you consumed. And other than that, I'm starting to catch up on Love Island. And I know what I'm about to say is like so last week's news.
Yeah, but go.
But I just need to get it off my chest. Jeremy did not say that he and Amy were just friends. He did not say that. He said we're best friends. And there is a big difference, because in a relationship, you hope to be best friends with your partner, not just friends.
Yeah, that was like stupid drama.
So I do think that, I don't think Florida lied. I think she just misheard, and neither of them were lying. But then it's also weird that they won't call each other liars, because they're like into each other.
Yeah, I actually like was surprised that there was rockiness between Amy and Jeremy, because they're such a good looking couple. Like, What do they have to fight about?
I don't know. They could just look in the mirror all day and just be so
and
pleased.
And smile.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. That was like a really dumb. There was at some point last week like a lull before Casa Amor. It was just like the same people like trying different things with the same people. Uh-huh. So it definitely needed the refresh of Casa Amor, even though like I hate that I have to watch new girls. But you're currently in like the stage where it's like they're definitely getting Stockholm syndrome. Like same people, same thing every day, same, same, same.
Yeah, so that's just where I'm at. I really want Jeremy to find love because, like, I just want him to stay on the... But he's, like, really not into anyone. That's on him. Like,
I, like, hate him.
He doesn't put forth any effort. Like, after him and Amy got to a better place, like, he literally reached out his hand and, like, she had to get up and give him a hug. And they weren't even looking at each other. And
he's
just,
so
like,
weirdly, like, not affectionate, not visibly into anyone. He went from being, like, one of my favorites. And when things didn't work out with him and Trina, I was like, that's too bad. But you know what? You're not going to be into everyone. Like, I have to accept that. Then, like, he's being all weird with Amy. He just has, like, the weirdest relationships. And I think there's something, like, weird with him. I think he's, like, a weird guy.
I think he's a weird guy, too. And it's just disappointing because we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for
you. We were all fucking rooting for Jeremy. And now I'm so, like, blasé about him. I don't even, like, care.
Yeah. So I need to continue catching up. But that was just, like, something that was really bothering me. And I wanted to, like, see what if people online, like, were agreeing. But then I would have seen, like, a million other spoilers.
No. Being behind on Love Island is so dangerous. Like, I was one episode behind. One. On TikTok, the Love Island TikTok posted a spoiler. Like, it wasn't a spoiler because...
It aired,
but, like, my God, give us a day. Like, yeah. You're on 5 days a week. Like, not everyone is going to be keeping up to the, you know, to the minute.
Yeah, I understand.
It wasn't, like, a huge spoiler, but I was, like, I was so mad at myself, you know?
Yeah. Damn. Okay, well, I'm going to continue with that. There's no Beverly Hills on tonight. Is that what you had said?
Yeah, I read that somewhere, and I have no idea why. But, again, like, I'm constantly reading things that are lying to me. So... much like the podcast reviews that we read all the time, we don't know anything about anything. So it might be on.
We know some stuff.
Okay, Jillian also read that.
I saw a meme that it wasn't on this
week. Me too. That's when I say I read, I saw a meme.
Okay, cool. Christian Grey Snow?
Yep.
Okay, so that's our source. And if you have an issue with what we read, then...
check the bibliography, okay?
Check the bibliography. Thank you.
And then check yourself.
No, but that'll give us time to catch up on Olympics, Love Island, etc.
Yeah.
And I finished my book last night, Ship of Dreams. Nothing really new to report. I just feel like you don't really care about, like, the Titanic factoids that I would want to share.
Spit some more. I'll let you know if I care.
I didn't even bring my Kindle with my highlights. Like, I didn't even...
Oh, I didn't mean to discourage you.
And maybe if I get, like, if there's, like, some commotion from
the... Was there any commotion when you initially announced your journey into the Titanic?
But I wasn't really late.
But it wasn't overwhelming.
But maybe I didn't see it.
Yeah, for sure.
I was busy. Yeah. So things happen. But other than that, for me, I feel prepared to get into what we need to get into.
I actually have, like, a really exciting day ahead of me.
Do you now?
I don't know if I told you. Actually, I don't know if I should spoil it. Like, it's not my news to share.
Oh, yeah. It's not your news.
It's not
to
my
share.
News. Okay, yeah. You'll see it on my Instagram later. I'm just really excited to be a part of someone's special day.
I'm excited for you. Thank and you. You'll tell us all about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Great. But, okay, I'm so glad I didn't spoil it. I don't know if that was, like, appropriate or not.
Yeah. It could go either way, but err on the side of caution.
For sure. We're just, like, so secretive.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's a secret personal project.
Secret.
So many secrets. So many jackhammers.
Should we dive in?
I think we should dive in to the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Because I feel as though you need to know them. I really do.
Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Framebridge. Here's how it works so you can be stylin', wilin', living it up in the city. Framebridge makes it easy and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift. From art prints and diplomas to photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. You can frame all the fun memories you collect this summer from photos, ticket stubs, coasters, and more. Here's how it works. Go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview the item online in dozens of different frame styles, gallery wall layouts. You'll choose your favorite, or you can get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver you your finished piece directly to your door. Instead of hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners can get 15% off their first order at Framebridge when they use code TOAST. They also are opening up a couple in-person stores in New York, DC, Atlanta, and Philly. Boston and Chicago are coming soon. The framing industry is so archaic, so outdated, and Framebridge is just, like, bringing the framing industry into the 21st century. It's so affordable and it's really stunning and good quality. Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off your first order. That's framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST.
As you guys know, I have a stunning photo framed of myself in my room from Framebridge. But you know what? That is a great gift. If like you were to take like a really great photo of someone and then you were to send it to them, that's a really good gift idea.
You know what my favorite thing to do is like when I'm staying at someone's house, like when I went to Brian's, I noticed he had lots of photos of his friends and none of me. So I went to Framebridge and framed a couple photos of us. And then I brought it as a housewarming gift that makes me look like a nice guest. And then I finally get a place in his home.
It's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, it was really like offensive.
Yeah, but you righted that wrong.
That's my favorite thing to do. I did it to my friend Anna too. Like I got her these stunning photos of us like from high school, middle school, all grown up. And I'm like, for you. But like it's for me because I went to her house and there was not a fucking picture of me.
Yeah. No, I think that works really out for everyone. If someone brought me pictures, I don't care what they look like. Like that's fun that there's pictures.
I know. I love having pictures in my home. For a while, I feel like we've spoken about this. I had like no pictures in my house of like my family or like me.
I now have some pictures in my house. Me Zach too. Has made sure of it. But it was never a priority for me.
Yeah, like if you walked into my home, it's like a mausoleum. Like you don't know who lives here. It's, yeah. It is a ghost haunting the halls.
Yeah. Also with Framebridge, it does make it so easy. Like I really don't want to have to go to the store, print out my photos, and then like buy a frame that matches.
Well, we're not doing that. That's right. Why.
So I guess with the advent of Framebridge was when I got my shit together.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Okay, first story, big Olympics news. Simone Biles withdraws from Olympic individual all-around gymnastics competition after team opt-out. Okay, this is the second half of the story that we reported on yesterday, which when we reported it, I was still a little confused. But then watching it last night, like, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's actually really confusing to understand the Olympics because we're getting secondhand information and we're not watching it till about 12 hours later. What had happened with Simone happened yesterday at 6:45 a.m. Right. So we're reading all these reports from like E! News. Nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. And then at 8 p.m. it was on and you got to see exactly what happened.
Exactly she was what happened.
Clearly unwell.
Yeah. So Simone will also not participate in the women's gymnastics individual all around this week, USA Gymnastics announced in a statement on Wednesday. The announcement came after she unexpectedly bowed out of the women's gymnastics team final on Tuesday night at the Tokyo Olympics. Quote, after further medical evaluation, Simone Biles has withdrawn from the final individual all around competition at the Tokyo Olympics in order to focus on her mental health. Simone will continue to be evaluated daily to determine whether or not to participate in next week's individual event finals.
So there's still... I'm holding out hope, obviously.
That confused me because I thought it's like we do the team and then we do the individual.
I guess there's multiple individuals. And so if Simone doesn't compete, does that mean an alternate gets to compete?
Jade Carey, who had the
ninth. Oh, she's great.
She had the ninth highest score in the qualifications, will participate in her place in the all-around. She's at the Olympics because she qualified in an individual spot.
Yes, but there are also like a bunch of other alternates. And Michaela Skinner didn't make it. So like she technically could, no?
Yeah.
But she didn't qualify at the Olympics.
So it's going to be Jade. And I mean, that's a great opportunity for her.
Yes. I feel like an alternate, like, never gets...
Yeah, never...
Never gets to play because, like, who would ever not compete? But Simone is making a historic decision for herself.
She is.
To not move forward.
Yeah. So, as we saw last night, she did her vault, and it did not go as planned for her. She got her lowest vault Olympic score ever.
And, you know, Nastia Liukin actually explained it really well, what had happened, because she said, when you, like, fly through the air with the greatest of ease, like, you need to have spatial awareness. You need to understand where you are in your routine, where you are in regards to the floor. And for the most part, like, if you're a professional like Simone, you know exactly what's happening where you are. But you can get, like, a case of, like, the dizzies, where you kind of get disoriented, and you don't realize, like, where you are. So Simone in her head was ready to do, it was supposed to be a 2.5 twist. She ended up doing 1.5 because she was about to go into the second one, but she was at the floor. She didn't realize the floor was there. She thought she had more space.
Yeah.
So it's called the dizzies, according to Nastia.
Yes. And so after that, she took herself out of the competition, citing mental health concerns. And she had also said that during the warm-ups, she just wasn't like feeling herself. She wasn't feeling like herself. And then she warmed up again 5 hours later and just she felt like off the whole day. And then after that vault, she decided to not go forward.
I have to say, I also watched the qualifiers like to make Team USA and she seemed off as well. And I was like, maybe she's just like not giving it her all because like she doesn't want to like exert too much effort, like save it for the Olympics. But she fell off the beam in the qualifiers. She was off in the qualifications too. But I just kind of wrote that off as like preserving her energy. But now looking at the whole picture, seeing kind of every step of the way, it's very clear that she hasn't been in a right state of mind for more than just yesterday, you know?
Right.
I think it's been a while. And I think a lot of people forget that like Simone everyone had a hard year, obviously. But Simone also was going through the entire Larry Nassar situation. She was vocal about being one of his abusers. And, no, being, sorry, a victim of his abuse. And she did an interview with her mom about, like, the process of coming to terms with that and, like, sharing that she was one of the girls. So it's just a lot. And I hear everyone being like, she can't, like, just, like, stop. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we had discussed yesterday how Michael Phelps was probably going to reach out to her. And Michael Phelps, he's, you know, the swimming correspondent. He did.
Okay, good. Also, I read somewhere that he said that the extra year, the COVID year, was bad for the veterans, but good for the younger.
They're a year older.
Right. But for younger, newer athletes, like, they had an extra year to perfect their craft. They're better this year than they were last year.
Grace McCollum said, like, if I didn't have this year, I probably wouldn't have made the Olympics.
Right. So I'm sure, like, all of these factors go into, you know, Simone's decision. And also, I think Snitch had sent me that one of the reasons Simone decided to come back to the Olympics was because she is the last teammate who is a survivor of Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse, and she doesn't, and she wants to keep the pressure on USA Gymnastics to, like, be held accountable. And it's just, that makes me so sad that, like, that she still doesn't feel like, and because I don't really feel like there's been any repercussions within the gymnastics community aside from, you know, the Larry himself, but so many people were protecting involved him. And, like, knew, and I'm sure these girls went to people high up in the organization and it was just, like, swept under the rug. And so she feels that burden of responsibility to make sure that there's justice for the girls. But why can't there just be justice for the girls?
100%. I saw that interview. It's the same interview. You should watch it, actually. Her and her mom, she said, like, one of the big reasons I'm here is because, like, you can't ignore me. And if I'm still talking about Larry Nassar and USA Gymnastics' involvement in the situation, like, we can't sweep it under the rug anymore. So it's an incredibly, like, brave thing to do. I think her interest right now is, like, protecting future gymnasts. But, like, honestly, fuck USA Gymnastics. Like,
seriously.
See, I feel so torn because, like, I really care about the girls. And, like, I want them all to, like, win gold. And I know it's so important to them. But, like, I kind of want USA Gymnastics to lose. Like, fuck you. Like, you, this is what happens when you don't protect the girls.
Yeah.
But, like, I want the girls to win their medals. You know, I'm feeling torn.
We need some
action.
We need some firings over at USA Gymnastics. I just More feel like that. Anyone who was involved in this horrible situation, like, must go.
No, I agree. And, like, I'm firing for sure, but, like, I'm ready for some people to go to jail.
Oh, that too. But it's,
I'm
like,
ready to lock them
up. Wonder if Simone is, like, competing and for USA Gymnastics when there are people there who maybe some of the girls went to confide in who didn't have their back.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting, I think, that, like, we'll see a whole new side of Simone when she's officially done with the Olympics, because if you're competing on behalf of USA Gymnastics, you have to behave a certain way because you're going to the Olympics with them. But when she's officially out of, like, USA Gymnastics rule and, like, she's just, like, a celebrity, I think her voice is going to be, like, even 10 times more powerful. I think she's going to speak on things, like, in a much more direct and real way. But right now, she's still technically a part of the organization.
Yeah, that is true. So then last night, Jordan Chiles stepped in for Simone. I thought she did an amazing job.
I felt really sad for her because I think she, like, from what I could see, they were, like, they had a strong chance. After Simone was out, they did beam and they did bars. And they had a real chance. And then Jordan did her floor routine and she fell really hard. And the announcers were like, there's no way they can win now. But, like, it's important for everyone to remember, like, Jordan did a balance routine and a balance beam routine and a bars routine that she was not supposed to do. I don't even know if she had rehearsed it. Like, she was filling in for Simone. I'm sure she was fucking tired.
Yeah, no, she did her absolute best. Which was great. I thought that It was a great performance. I thought Suni Lee just put the whole country on her back.
Suni motherfucking Lee.
Oh my God. Every trick, everything was fantastic.
And you know what? I feel like I really know the girls now. And I think a major shout out needs to go to Grace McCollum because she's not the best, but she's so steady. And
she's solid.
So solid and so good. And I feel like she gets, like, forgotten about because she's not like Simone and, like, Suni Lee's, like, the shiny new. But, like, Grace McCollum is a true reliable team member.
Yeah.
She never does, like, the best, most craziest. She always does really, really good.
That's great. That you always need.
A steady.
Yeah, you do need
Suni
a steady. She was incredible.
Oh my God. Spectacular.
But you know who else was spectacular? The Russians.
Oh my God. The most gorgeous.
That last floor routine.
Oh.
Everything. And when she knew that she nailed it.
So Russia is competing as the ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee, because they were
disqualified
for doing, like,
for
steroids.
Doping in previous Olympics. Yes.
And I just feel like, let's test the girls. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I just like was so bummed. Like, obviously a silver medal is amazing, but like we crushed gymnastics. Like,
no, but they deserved it. Like
100%.
Their performances. I mean, there was a lot of like beam slip up.
Oh, the beam was turned. Like everyone was just like sliding off the beam. Yes.
Yeah. And when they would do the replay and you see the girls' faces when they realize that they're,
they have to jump.
No. Yeah. That they're not about to stay on this beam. Like, it's so upsetting.
No, I know. And like the beam like really keeps me up at night. Like it's so dangerous. Like there's no need for people to be like doing flips on a beam.
I just wonder if any of the gymnasts in Tokyo right now, if beam is their favorite.
No way.
Or I just feel like everyone's like, I can't wait to get beam over with.
There's no way that anyone like craves the beam. 100%.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
It's so stressful. Floor for me. And I just, every time I see a floor, I'm just like, TBT, Ali Raisman, Hava Nagila.
Of course, I literally brought it up to Ben last night and made him watch a video.
I almost pulled up the video because that was such an amazing moment.
I said to Ben, I'm like, have you seen the Ali Raisman one? He's like, yeah. And he just said that to shut me up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, really? What song did she dance to? Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, like the beats. And I'm like,
nah.
No. But also, Justice for Vault, stunning activity.
Yeah, it is pretty stunning, and it's over quickly, you know, so it's like you're not biting your nails.
No, the beam, like, it kills me. Like, and we used to do, I mean, everyone did gymnastics growing up, but like the beam was like traumatizing. It's so fucking dangerous. My kids are not getting on the beam.
No, I agree. I mean, obviously it's a sign of immense talent,
core balance, even like those. Okay, the wolf turns. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, when you're like, it's almost like breakdancing.
Yes, yes, yes. They do it on beam and on floor. And it's literally like the hardest thing ever. I need gymnastics to get rid. I see those, especially on the beam, and they give me such a pit.
Yeah. No, that's not even what gives me a pit. It's just like everything else.
Everything. And I love how like the dismount on a beam is like the easy part.
Right.
Because it's like, it's physically, it looks like the hardest, but there's really not much balance required because you just like run off. You just
do your thing, but they're also probably so excited that it's over.
Yeah, no, like they're always, on the announcers are always being like, just the dismount. Now it's like, oh, only the hardest part.
Yeah. So I love bars, but just
going to say the bars.
Also, there was a Russian gymnast. I think she was the youngest one. I think she was 16, who did a floor routine that was so cute. Do you see with her dancing?
Yes, yes, yes.
And she was having so much
popping,
fun.
Locking,
oh my
dropping.
God, she was like, kick, like, this is her. I was just like, you go, girl.
I know. I actually feel like sometimes the floor routines are so, like, routine. Like, they need, that's why Hava Nagila was so iconic, because it's a song most people recognize. And, like, she was really, like, vibing. Like, sometimes it just feels very robotic.
I agree. But then you've seen Stick It, and you know that the song can have music. But, you know, there are
you
so
mean
many
lyrics.
Yeah, lyrics. There are so many orchestral songs. And I think one of the American girls was actually tumbling to the Spider-Man
I'm not familiar.
Soundtrack. I only knew that because Zach was like, Spider-Man? I was like, I guess.
Got it.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool way to, you know, get some personality in there.
Yeah, I really need some USA gold. Like, not to put too much pressure on the girls, but I think when they compete individually, they really are all, like, so good.
Yeah.
That I just can't wait. Also, if you're looking for premium fucking Olympic coverage, you have to follow Leslie Jones on TikTok.
Okay.
It is so...
Only TikTok?
I don't know if she posts them on other platforms, but like TikTok, she's like become obsessed with TikTok. It is so premium.
Tokyo?
No, she's filming her TV.
But I feel like at the last Olympics, she was there as a correspondent. Why does that sound familiar?
She's a huge sports fan. It's
I
possible.
I swear she was doing Olympics coverage.
It's very possible.
Yeah, but she probably like didn't make the media.
But her TikTok is so funny. Like, please enjoy.
Okay.
All day yesterday, I was watching like literally the most obscure. There was so much equestrian on, so boring. Like, it's not horse racing, they're just like
jumping.
No, not even. Like, the horses are doing like the Dougie. Like, it's so random. I don't really get it. It was so boring. But I did watch surfing, which was fascinating. And Carissa Moore from America won the first Olympic medal in surfing. By the way, you were right, yesterday is a brand new sport.
Yeah.
And she won the first women's medal for that. And a really big deal, the U.S. lost to Japan in softball. It was like a really big deal.
Yeah.
Then I watched diving, synchronized diving. Oh my God, so hard. Like, the woman who was like announcing for NBC, like, these girls like jumped off, they did literally the exact same flip at the exact same time. Oh, look at that entry. Oh no, that's a deduction. It's like, girl, shut up. Like, they're literally so in sync. It was crazy. US came in second, and these two prodigy teenagers from China who literally, when one moved, the other moved. Like, it was like looking in a mirror. They won, and they totally deserved it. Then the swimming. So much drama. Because it was a lot of, like, semifinals. And it's just like, and, like, show us the medals. Still,
yeah.
Show us the medals.
I turned on, I watched swimming, and then, like, Katie Ledecky came in fifth.
Oh, my God. So Katie Ledecky ran. And she lost.
I was just feeling like every time I'm watching, we're not winning. Maybe I should stop watching and we'll win some.
Katie Ledecky swam.
And then that's what happened. She won 1,500 meter.
She swam a couple days ago, and there was, like, this really big, younger swimmer from Australia who, like, really looks up to Katie, and Katie lost to her. And it was, like, a big deal, but Katie came in second, whatever. Then Katie swam again last night, and it was like, all right, whatever, she had an off night. She came in fifth.
Yeah.
And we were like, what's going on? Then they added a brand new race, the 1500 free. And basically, when you have to qualify for the Olympics and you just, like, compete in world championships outside of the Olympics, there's always the 1500 free. But it was never in the Olympics, but it's like Katie Ledecky's thing. It's so long. It's 30 laps there and back. Like,
so it's like one, two?
One, two.
No. So it's like one.
Wait, what are you doing?
Like, there and back is one, or there is one?
There and back is one.
And 30 of those? 30 and there and back?
Yeah, they went to a commercial break in the middle of the race. Like, it was literally 30 minutes.
That's crazy.
But she won by a mile, like, because it's so her it's thing.
It's like endurance.
And then her teammate, she was even more excited for her teammate who swam right behind. Well, not right behind her, because Katie was so far ahead of everyone, but came in second. Got the silver, and we just stand. Like, I feel like she's having a hard time. And I was trying to Google if she was dating anyone, because I was just, like, curious, because she's, like, super famous. And basically, like, what all the articles were like, she's not interested. Like, she is focused on her goals. So I feel like she's taking these losses, you know, really hard.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad she got that 1500 millimeter win.
Yeah, that, and that's a big win, because that not is a show.
Millimeter.
Meter.
Yeah, that millimeter, is I could do.
That is a show of strength.
Oh, my God. It was so long. I was like, how are these girls not dying? And then they had to do an interview. I'm like, how are they talking? I was thinking, I'm like, if that was me, they had to pull themselves out of the pool afterwards. I'm like, you would literally need to, like, pull me out on a stretcher. I could not get out of the pool. Because they, you know, there's not a ladder. Like, they just push themselves out. I'm like, holy shit. That's what I was more impressed with.
Right. But it's like, after everything they've done, like, the push is really.
It's nothing.
It's nothing for them.
So Caleb Dressel did good. My boyfriend. So it's just been such an exciting time.
I mean, yeah. And with this gymnastics stuff, it's like unprecedented. Everyone's talking about it, and it's really crazy. I really look forward to seeing what the girls do. I think they need a regroup, like, as a team, because I think when Simone left and it was unclear, like, why she was leaving, if she was okay, I think the girls were just, like,
frazzled,
but then also, like, Jordan had to go straight to the bars.
No, of course. Like, it was so unsettling for them.
And she did amazing, considering all I would have been thinking about is, like, is Simone, what's going on with Simone?
Considering she wasn't supposed to do that routine.
Right.
When do you think the last time she did that routine was?
I don't know.
Maybe she probably practiced it in the gym, but, like, still.
Right. So I think once, you know, Team USA, and I think now that Simone's head says she's not doing individuals, like, Jade Carey can get in there.
They can reset.
And I think I'm really looking forward to seeing what they bring.
Yeah. So Olympic coverage constantly coming at you. We should be in Tokyo, yet here we are. So that's that on that.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, if we're doing such a good job this year, like, we'll be in Paris in 24.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or LA 28.
I know, I saw that. Well, we could go if we wanted.
Yeah, we could just, like, show up.
We could also, like, nobody go to Paris.
Nobody has to fly us over there. Like, we could just get on the plane.
Yeah. Okay, ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton says she can't wait to have children after denying pregnancy rumors. So yesterday, after we wrapped the toast, it came out that Paris Hilton was pregnant, period. You know,
of course. And we're like, we missed the breaking news.
Right. We missed the breaking news. And, you know, all day, like, other media outlets were writing it up. And then, you know, Paris took to her podcast to say, no, I'm not. She also said that she does want to become a mom. She said, I love being a boss babe. I love working hard. I'm running a huge empire. So I'm always focused on my business. But one day when I become a mother, I'm not going to be traveling the way that I used to. It was too much. Paris gushed, it's the true meaning of life. It brings you so much joy and so much love that you can never even have imagined before. I just can't wait for that one day. Though that day is not today. She said she woke up yesterday to about 3,000 texts. Mm-hmm. All my iPhones are blowing up, all five of them. Everyone wishing me congratulations and so happy for me. Heard from people I haven't heard from in years. But then she denied it on her episode of This Is Paris podcast.
I'm so glad I didn't text her.
She said, one day I can't wait to have a little girl. I want to name her London. One day there will be a mini Paris. Tipton. There will be mini Paris and mini Carters, but not yet. Stay tuned for 2022.
Well, I think this was really believable because, one, in her YouTube documentary, when she was like at Nikki's house playing with the kids, she talked about how she definitely wants to have kids. And then she's been open about how her and Carter are thinking about or starting the IVF process.
Right.
So I actually wasn't surprised by it at all.
And they are doing IVF currently. Right. But she is not.
But she's not pregnant yet. Okay, so I just feel like speculating about people's pregnancies is really weird. Like,
where did this come from?
No, let's say it was like a super valid report. Like, I think people should be able to announce their pregnancies when they want.
I agree with that.
Like, on their social media or whatever.
And I did think we were done, like, with this sort of thing.
Yeah, like, this is so archaic.
Especially considering it wasn't true.
Right, and if you're gonna,
like, blow up someone's spot, make sure it's true.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of reminds me of one of my biggest, like, pits is when I announced on the Toast Instagram, and I got a really, really, like, solid source told me that MJ from Shaw's was pregnant.
Right.
And she literally commented on the post, no, I'm not. And then I took it down because I was, like, so pit-inducing. And then she announced the next day. But she wanted to make her own announcement. And she was 100% right, and I was wrong.
And that's a learning lesson.
I remember I was at the U.S. Open, and I literally had the biggest pit of my entire life. I will never do that again. And we've gotten a lot of, like, really solid pregnancy tips, and I've never posted them. Like, someone gave me a really good tip. Catherine McPhee was pregnant before she was, and, like, I just didn't post it. Like, it's not my business.
No, it's not your business, and it's just so personal. Also, sometimes you have to learn stuff the hard way, because, like, telling someone you shouldn't say that about a pregnant person before they're, you're like, okay, yeah, sure. But, like, you'll never forget that pit.
Ever.
And that pit lives with you, and that pit is constantly teaching you new
things.
And
I'm so grateful that she still, like, is my friend, because, like, I was so... She had, like, an exclusive with people. She's like, you're blowing up my fucking spot. Like, stop.
Yeah, totally.
I'm really sorry, MJ. Like, if only you know, like, that's, like, on the list of things that, like, keep me up at night.
But I just think when someone feels that badly about something, it's on the list of things that keeps them up at night. Like, we have no choice.
You've,
like,
made
to
peace
forgive.
With it. Yeah.
No. Like, it's like, I don't want to add to you already. Like, no matter what I say, you're going to feel bad. I'm not going to add to that.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, you know, Shams is, like, 4 now. Maybe we can move past it.
No. Still fresh.
Never.
Okay, are you ready for our next story? It's some pretty crazy bathing habits news that I'm really looking forward to.
PCBHN?
That I'm really looking forward to getting your thoughts on.
Well, it's the PCBHN brought to you by PG, Public Goods. All right, you guys, Public Goods is the one-stop shop. Everything you need for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials that are made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. They sell everything from coffee, toilet paper, shampoo, pet food. I happen to love their hand soap, their olive oil, and their surface cleaner. It is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. So rather than buying a bunch of single product brands, Public Goods members can buy all of their premium essentials in one beautiful place with a streamlined aesthetic. They search the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products that are all ethically sourced. They obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives still common in drug and grocery store shelves. They are committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. So all their products that I currently use smell so good. The hand soap is in my guest bathroom, divine. The surface cleaner, like, I'm Annabella. Like, I'm so constantly just, like, cleaning my surfaces. Surfaces who? Bacteria who? So the bottles, like, you can actually leave them out on your counter. I usually don't like to have, like, a soap. I like to put it in, like, a jar, you know?
Yeah.
But everything they make is, like, stunning. I think that's, like, a cornerstone of their brand. Like, we only make stunning products.
Yeah, and aesthetically pleasing, and all of our products look nice together, whether it's a kitchen item, whether it's a food item. Like, these things can coexist.
And so, like, once you become a member, you just get everything from there, and then everything in your house looks like Nabella's house. And we've got a great deal for our listeners. If you want to get $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase, they are so confident that you will love their products and come back again and again that they are giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. Right now, you can receive your choice of either a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps with your order. You literally have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/toast and use the code toast at checkout. That's PUBLICGOODS.com/toast to receive $15 off your first order. Knowing what's in your products and where they come from is important.
Yes, it is. Okay, next story. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher raise eyebrows after revealing their family's bathing habits.
Okay, I saw this.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are making headlines after chatting about their family's bathing habits during a recent interview on Dax Shepard and Monica Padman's podcast, Armchair Expert. The subject came up when Dax explained his ongoing argument with Monica that she should not wash her body with soap. He said, "You should not be getting rid of all the natural oil on your skin with a bar of soap every day. It's insane."
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher do. They said, I don't wash my body with soap every day, but I wash pits and tits and holes and souls. As for her husband, he said, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever. He said, I got a bar of Lever 2000 that just delivers every time, nothing else. And then Monica was speaking for all of us.
Who the fuck is Monica?
It's Dax's co-host.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Was surprised by the revelation. She said, I can't believe I'm in the minority here of washing my whole body in the shower.
With soap.
She said, who taught you not to wash? And Mila said it began as a matter of circumstance. She said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much anyway. Then she said the habit continued when she became a mom. When I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns, ever. Shepard then noted that he and Kristen Bell only bathe their own then newborn daughters as part of a nighttime routine. We could care less about their cleanliness, he said. We haven't washed them since. It's been like 6 years. Mila Kunis said, that's how we feel about our children. We're like, oof, something smells. While it seemed like the star was joking, Kutcher weighed in with this. He said, here's the thing. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
Okay, so I just want to say, like, and I feel like I've actually had this conversation with Ben, like, when we're drunk. Like, it is crazy that, like, you know, people survive for millions of years, like, with, like, taking monthly baths. Like,
yes.
But we have evolved. Like, evolution is a thing. And, like, we now live in a society where you have to shower every day. Like, and trust me, it's hard. I hate showering. But I'm not subscribing to this weird alternative, like, Hollywood free-thinking way of living. Like, I'm going to shower, and so are my kids. And if that makes me a bad mom, then so be it.
Well, here's the thing. I do think on a necessity level, like, you don't need to shower every single day, like, for cleanliness sake. And also, like, if you say you were to even do every other day, then you're getting the dirt off and you're clean. But, and also it's not really even dirt. Like, what dirt are you accumulating? But
bacteria,
for me, showering
germs.
Is a mental thing. Like, it's just part of my routine. It's not like I'm so dirty I need to shower. It's just like, time to shower.
Oh, no. For me, it's like, don't want to start smelling. Time to shower.
Oh, no. Like, if I missed a shower one day, like, it would only just mess with my head. Like, my body is fine.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm the opposite. Like, I love not showering, but, like, then when I do the next day, I just feel like a layer of stick, you know?
Yeah. But I'm sure, like actually physically, you don't need to, like, use soap every single day. It's probably, like, not great for you, but I just love it.
No, and, like, when it comes to kids, I guess, like, I can understand, like, if a kid doesn't smell, like, why do you need to shower? Like, I can see that, but, like, as grown people who have agency over their, you know, lives, I think we should all be showering.
I agree.
And trust me, this pains me to say, I hate showering.
Oh, I love it so much. But I think newborns, they obviously, like, what are they doing? Their feet don't even hit the floor. Like, totally. They're not accumulating dirt.
Maybe they get hot. I don't know.
So they don't need a bath all the time. And I don't think they get baths all the time.
Like, once a week.
But I think kids are probably accumulating more dirt than adults. They're
eating
in
paste,
there foraging.
Picking their nose, eating their boogers, putting
their
fingers
up
their butts.
I think these kids should be showering. I really agree.
I actually think, like, middle schoolers are probably the most disgusting human beings.
I think we're talking about
planet.
Like 6, 7.
Is that
still
not middle school?
No.
Oh, I'm in elementary school. Yeah.
Kindergartners.
I think kindergartners are cleaner than, like, a fourth grader.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Fourth graders are disgusting.
You know, from experience?
No, like, honestly, don't get me wrong. Like, I definitely want to have kids. But, like, kids are so gross sometimes. Like,
yeah, they really do the craziest
Even your
things.
Own. It's like, other kids, yeah, but mine. No, yours too. Like, they're all just, like, gross. And then they get, like, this weird, ugly stage, you know? Like, where they're just, like, weird and they have, like, little hair on their lip. I don't know. I'm just, like, nervous. Because, like, yes, all kids are beautiful until they're not, you know?
I don't know. Some kids sail right through that stage.
Very few. Very few. And trust me, it's not going to be me and Ben's.
No, but, like, you'll always know. It's like, I don't know. I feel like you're just really scarred by Bran Stark. And
yes, that's exactly what I'm talking
about. Because
other than
that, like, I really don't look at kids and I'm like, you're in an ugly stage.
Oh, you got to start looking at life that way. It's so much fun.
Oh, no. I really don't think about it that way, ever.
And maybe, like, the parents can't see it because, like, you're so in love with your child that, like, even when they're in their ugly stage, like, they're always beautiful to you. But I'm just very logical and I know ugly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kaylor will never have an ugly phase in her life. Never.
Exactly. And that's how you're supposed to feel.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's
yeah.
how you will feel.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Anyways, I love to shower, but, you know, to each their own.
No, I just didn't know this was a thing, you know, like in Hollywood. Like, we're not using soap. Since when did soap become, like, so outdated?
Yeah, and tits and pits and holes and souls. Like, that's so crazy.
You know, like,
it's crazy that there's, like, a song for it.
And, yeah, like, it's crazy she came up with a phrase, like, a catchphrase to explain, like, why she doesn't, like, shower.
Yeah.
That's just not how I was raised. We are so privileged to live in a country with a... so much running water, so many options for soap.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take advantage of that. No, I am going to take advantage of that. I won't take it for granted.
No, me neither. I love soap.
I just love cleanliness.
I wonder how they feel about hand washing then. Like, do they wash? Then they're probably not the kind of people who wash their hands after every time they go to the bathroom.
And you know what that makes them? Super spreaders.
Are you ready for our next story? It's a little unnecessary reboot news that nobody asked for.
Ugh, what now?
Pretty Little Liars is coming to HBO Max. The reboot casts Bally Madison in the lead.
Bally.
I can't.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Bailey. You just said like, bah. Like a lamb. Bah.
I quit.
Are we going to walk off?
I'm walking off.
Okay.
Like, I can't get away with anything.
Mark.
I knew I messed it up.
I'm crying.
And I just hoped you would just let me see.
Never. Mark. Can't wait to watch that on the re-show, repeat, rewind. Okay.
HBO Max's upcoming drama Pretty Little Liars Original Sin has found its leading lady. They have cast Good Witch star Bailey Madison in the starring role of Imogen, described as a true survivor. According to Deadline, the revival is a darker and more twisted version of the series, which aired from 2010 to 2017 and was based on the best-selling books by Sarah Shepard. The new show is set in the present day and features new story arcs and brand new characters, and potentially the option for the characters to call the police when something bad happens.
Did you write that?
Ad-libbed.
Did you make that up?
Okay. I ad-libbed.
I'm like, wow, no way. Okay. No.
You guys, the show ended yesterday. Like, why not just continue it if you're going to bring it back? This is out of hand.
No, this is out of hand. Like, the show was a joke when it was on, and it's a joke in the reboot, even though I really low-key like Bailey Madison.
Oh, I like her so much.
Yeah, me too. So I think she's cute, whatever, but, like, just no. Like, stop. Like, why? Where is the creative energy? Write a new show.
No, it is so crazy.
And it's not a show that people are begging for. Like, people die. They're like, give us another episode of Friends. So, like, they did something stupid with Friends. There's no demand here. So why the supply?
No, and also, like, people are still watching the old one. Like, it's still very much, like, you know, something that you just watch on Netflix. It just ended. If you're going to bring it back, also, like, you could use the original cast. Also, like, didn't they have a spinoff on Freeform? Right?
With Sasha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just like they're trying to make it into like this universe, you know? And like, no, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like spin-offs, schminoffs, reboots, like different stories, different arcs, alternate endings. We really don't care. Like, we really don't.
Yeah, we really don't. I think this is a no from me.
Me as well.
And I just don't know who this is for, because I do feel like the fans of Pretty Little Liars, like, want the integrity of the original show to be kept intact.
Yeah, and also the fans of Pretty Little Liars are grown up.
Yeah. So it's so crazy.
But remember when that show, like, was so good for 5 seconds?
No, that show was, like, so crazy, and it made such big stars out of all of them. And it was a great show. It was definitely... But there are so many other...
Who do you think is the most famous out of all four?
Shay Mitchell.
Yeah, me too.
There are so many other, like, books and series out there that could be made into shows. Like, get on it.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Like, there's good stuff. Every time I read a book, I'm like, this should be a movie. Get to work.
No, by the way, I literally feel that about every book.
Right? But then the movie happens, and I'm like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you should have left well enough alone.
Yeah. Okay, our fifth and final story is a little bit of sad end of an era news.
Sad end of an era news. Okay.
Thank you. Now I feel ready.
I feel at peace, yeah.
PBS children's show Arthur will be ending after 25 seasons.
Arthur's still on?
It looks like everyone's favorite anthropomorphic aardvark is finally retiring his iconic yellow sweater and fist. Arthur, the longest-running children's cartoon in the U.S. history, is slated to end next year after its upcoming 25th season.
But why?
In the winter of 2022, the 25th and final season of Arthur will debut.
I'm really not looking forward to the year of 2022.
No, you should.
No, honestly, I didn't even know. You can't lose something you never had. So, like, I never knew the show was still on. I thought it was, like, a relic. I thought it was on for, like, 5 minutes when I was a kid.
No, totally. And also, the news was first dropped during an episode of the podcast called Finding DW with a writer and editor who originally developed the program from PBS.
A podcast making news. You love
right.
to see it.
Who knew there was a... You know, DW is, like, Arthur's gal.
I only know that because there's a sound on TikTok that went viral. Hey, DW.
That's DW.
Oh, cutie. She's very familiar to me.
And she's very famous in the meme world.
Yeah.
As is Arthur's fist.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, it's sad that it's ending. But again, I just found out that there's 25 seasons. So it's technically good news for me.
Right. What's the TikTok sound?
Hey, DW. Hey, Mom. Why are you touching my stuff? I don't know. It's like a random TikTok sound. Arthur's sister.
And gal.
And people say we don't know what we're talking about.
That's cute. I'm happy for them. I just love siblings.
So that's the longest running TV show. And like, I'm just...
Cartoon.
SpongeBob. Children's.
SpongeBob is still around?
For sure.
I don't know.
Can we get a season check on SpongeBob?
Yeah.
SpongeBob started in
1999.
So it hasn't been
25
years. So it hasn't even been. It's been like 22. So.
22. So basically, SpongeBob will probably eclipse this record if they go on for three more seasons.
If things keep going the way that they're going. For
SpongeBob is so good. What's your favorite episode of SpongeBob? I actually think SpongeBob might be over as well. Like, I think it's not even on the air anymore. But what was your favorite episode?
I don't know.
The one where Sandy, like, becomes a pop star is really good, but also the one where, who was it? Like, Squidward had never had a Krabby Patty, and then he, like, became hooked. Oh. He was addicted, like, needed his fix, like, eating them out of the dumpster.
Oh.
So good.
That's really sad. Yeah. I relate to Squidward.
100%.
Like, those annoying fucking sponges.
Totally. So those are the Fast Five stories, correct?
Yes. I feel as though you need to know them.
I feel as though as well. All right. We've got a TV recap for the first time in a while because The Real Housewives of New York, unfortunately, were on television last night. And the TV recap is brought to you by Coors Pure. Do you ever feel like having a balanced lifestyle is hard? Like, you try so hard to keep up with what is considered balance. You push yourself every day, getting better and better, but it can be overwhelming. Well, enter Coors Pure. Organic, but chill about it. The new Coors Pure is a refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. At 92 calories and zero sugar, it is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life. Coors Pure is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life. So when you want to enjoy a beer without the guilt, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com/toast to see where you can find Coors Pure. That's CoorsPure.com/toast. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Are you making fun of the way I was saying Coors Pure?
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Okay. Real Housewives of New York. So let's just like, it's so pathetic. Okay. There were two things happening. One was this birthday party that was like literally full of five people. And then the song. And I have to say, I did get a serotonin boost. Like the whole, I'm depressed watching Real Housewives of New York. It's so depressing. But watching them all sing was actually a great joy. And I have to say, who did you think was the best?
Leah.
Oh, I thought Ramona was actually like pretty good.
Ramona was horrible.
No. Okay. While she didn't have pitch, she had like ruach.
Yeah, no, but her voice was, I think, the worst. Even though they all have really bad voices, I thought that Leah's was the most pleasant. But it's really crazy how they each, like, none of them could carry a tune.
No, it's crazy. But wasn't this last Christmas?
Right, where's the song?
Maybe she's holding out for next, or maybe we'll find out why. But she didn't end up releasing the song.
No, I've never heard that song.
There's no music video.
No.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts on the whole, like, legal thing? Like, I kind of do agree with Leah. Like, it's weird that there's no release or anything. But like everything Luann does is janky, like right. Just accept it.
Right. It's not that she's like being shady. She's just being janky. And I do agree with Leah, like, you know, you got to protect your bases, but what would, like, She's not getting a release form from Luann. So either do the song or don't do the song.
Yeah, and I didn't really understand her logic because she wants to protect herself from what? Like, what liability is there singing on a song?
Okay, so she said, like, if the song, say, was using a sample of another song and they, like, owe, you know, money on that. Or say, when this happens with songs, that, you know, it turns out it sounds too much like another song and then you could be sued. Is everybody on the song liable in that case? Like, yeah. It's not the worst question.
No, it's not. And I actually thought it was, like, a pretty reasonable request. Like, could we just sign a release? Is there, like, a contract or anything? But something about the way Leah goes about everything just bothers me. Like,
yeah, but it's also not even Luann what she's doing. Gets, like, so defensive. She goes from 0 to 100 and she just starts, like, not even answering the questions and just starts, like, slinging insults that it's not a conversation.
No, and she becomes, like, so, she veers the conversation, like, you don't think I'm trustworthy? That's not what we said.
No, and also I did think Leah made a good point. Like, this song could come out and, you know, a few...
It could go viral on TikTok and literally become a huge song.
In 5 years, does Fortune still get...
In perpetuity? Like, when does the donation end?
Right.
No, these were all fair questions, and that's why I was struggling, because, like, if somebody else had asked it, I would be like, yeah, like, what the fuck? I find Leah so irritating. Like, I can't stand by her for shit.
Yeah.
I can't.
I agree.
Then there was this party, which was so bizarre and so weird. And honestly, when Leah was like, I want to be in charge of the cakes, I had no idea what she was doing. And I actually really was proud of Ramona for not, like, giving Leah a reaction, because that's exactly what Leah was trying to do. Leah's so, like, trying to set Ramona up to, like, look bad.
She's obsessed with Ramona. Yes. And, like, calling her out and, like, exposing her.
And if Ramona had reacted, I would have thought she had every right to. Like, it's Ramona's party and she's made it very clear, for whatever reason, she doesn't want to talk about dicks. And then she gets a big dick cake. Like, it's so stupid. I was so proud of Ramona for not giving her the slightest reaction.
I know, but I feel like Ramona, she's not even, like, mature enough to be like, I'm not going to give her a reaction. I feel like sometimes she has a reaction and sometimes she doesn't. And I don't understand the method of
rhyme,
like,
or reason.
The rhyme or reason to what offends her and what doesn't, because she is very, you know, like, sultry and, like,
yeah.
She likes to talk about, like, men
she
and
took
sex.
Took that man home.
Sometimes, but then sometimes the way Leah says it, it really offends her. So I don't understand, like, what her ethos is.
No, me neither. Like, it's so confusing.
Because I don't think that dick cake offended her. I don't think she was trying to be cool about it. Right, I think she was just cool with it.
I don't know, but I just find Leah annoying. Like, she's just, like, doing everything she can to, like, give Ramona... Ramona just looks bad when Ramona reacts. So she's just trying to get a reaction out of Ramona.
Yeah.
I feel like she's very sneaky, Leah. Like, I really am, like, hating her.
No, she really is so obsessed with trying to take down Ramona, both covertly and overtly, that it's ruining her own development on the show. Because people like Ramona. Like, I feel like Ramona's actually having a really good season where, like, she's so integral to the group. Like, she really is. She's one of the few that, like, you know, wants a party and drink and is, like, down to do all of these things. And Leah just doesn't get that. She doesn't get why people like Ramona so much.
Yeah, totally.
Also, I do think in general, Ramona's reactions are, you question them. You're like, is this genuine? Is this not? But then when we were watching in last week's episode, the seance, mm-hmm. and when her brother was brought up and the way that she reacted, which was obviously so genuine. This is something that deeply plagues her. But her reaction, you know, physically and just, like, the thing she was saying was a lot. And but it's very much
how she reacts
within
the women. How she
reacts with other things. So she's just unlike other people. She's not like other girls, Ramona.
She's not like other housewives.
I just felt like that was actually a really interesting window into, like, her actual soul and how she feels and how she reacts in a genuine way. And I'm like, oh, then all those other times were also genuine. Yeah. They just look strange.
Totally. I did think it was, like, incredibly bizarre for Ebony to invite all the women to Black Shabbat, which I want to talk about, in front of Bershon when Bershon was not invited. Like, why not just send a text?
Yeah. Well, she obviously, like, started. She thought she was alone, and then Bershon came. She shouldn't have continued what she was saying. She should have switched the shots.
Right? It was so painful.
But also, why can't Bershon come?
Well, because Ebony said that all the women, most of the people at the Shabbat are Black. And they're the Black people she's been to Israel with. And I guess that doesn't include Bershon, but, like, why can't Bershon come? But I guess, like, COVID, too. I guess
it's one more person. No, they're already
She was using COVID as, like,
they're already in the same pod.
I don't think Ebony likes Bershon.
I like Bershon a lot.
Me, too.
And I loved how, I mean, I watched last week's and this week's together. I loved how she just owned that she was a little out of line in what she said. She said, I acted familiar and we are not familiar. And I was like, that's exactly what
happened.
That's
a perfect way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Sonia, like, I'm really struggling with her because I feel like the advice that Ebony is, like, empowering her with is good, but it's also, like, making her into, like, a monster.
Yeah.
Sonia's becoming, like, a dictator. Like,
yeah. I just feel like Ebony and Leah, they don't, like,
understand.
They don't understand Sonia. It's just like how Bershon came in the first day. They were like, you know, Sonia's like this open book and you really feel connected to her. And then you also realize she's a broken record.
Yeah.
And it's, they think that they don't understand the depth of the issue. And I actually feel like in their own weird way, Ramona and Luann do. And they try to, even though they put her down and they speak to her in sometimes ways that she wrong. Should not be spoken to. I'm sure it's frustrating being friends with Sonia.
Of course. No. And like, all this empowerment Leah and Ebony are giving Sonia is going to bite them in the ass because she's not doing well.
No, she's not doing well. And it's technically good advice. You know, you should, like,
don't let anyone walk all over you.
But she's not applying it in
the normal right way.
Right.
Cannot wait for Black Shabbat.
Yeah, I'm really.
So it's interesting.
Not next week, though. It's not why? Next week. I just watched the previews and it wasn't then.
So we're talking about Black Shabbat and then it's not even next week.
No.
What the hell else could there be? There's literally nothing going on in this group of women.
I forget what the previews had, but it wasn't Black Shabbat.
Okay, well, I was really looking forward to that.
Stay looking forward.
Yeah, I guess. It was just, like, fine. It's such a bad show. Like,
yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good. I do hope Bershon becomes full-time, because I also feel like right now the women are writing her off, like, oh, this woman won't be around for a while.
This crazy lady who...
But I do think people like her.
Love.
And I think she adds a lot to the show.
Need to see her home and her, like, want to know about her British banking ex-husband.
Right, and every time we find out some information about her personal life or her past, like, it's so fascinating.
Yes, I mean, even just her story of being 13 years free from cancer, like, interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. Learn more. So it's just like, meh.
It's, yeah.
And that's all I watched because I was just, like, so engrossed in the Olympics. But I did catch a couple minutes of Tyler C on Watch What Happens Live with Luann de Lesseps, and he looked great. He did great. I was so proud of him. I feel like in an unofficial capacity, like, I really trained him for that moment.
Yeah.
He didn't even know who Luann was before he met me, okay?
No, I watched a few minutes. It was a pleasure to watch.
And his girlfriend was there.
His girlfriend was there, and Matt was there, and Tyler called both of them his soulmates.
Oh.
Because... Andy was like, do you believe in soulmates? And he's like, yeah, I got two right there.
Oh my, that's so sweet. I'm sure his girlfriend was like, what the fuck?
No, stop.
No, it's nice. Yeah, sure.
But now they have to, like, get married.
Well, it's been a pleasure sitting here with you.
You as well. Always is.
Right, late. And that's it.
That is it.
Course thank you pure. Guys. Would you like to wrap up?
No, you can. I'll be thinking of an emoji.
Okay, yeah, please.
For my next Instagram caption, because I'm always posting premium content at Jackie Ashray.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Truly.
Truly. Okay, you guys. The emoji is a fist emoji in commemoration of Arthur and its last season.
Yes,
fist for Arthur.
Have a great day, you guys. Love you.
Love you.